This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, though, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, two of these stories, you'll say, I'm not really mad, but why did you bother? The third one, depending who you are, might bug you. In other words, if you're like me, if you're computer illiterate, this will bother you. But let us start in Ohio. We go to Walmart, where a Walmart store in Ohio, they're pressing charges against a former employee. And you got to wonder, what can you do at Walmart, right? Probably the most lenient retail place you could possibly be at. Well, in this case, the employee was peeing on a pallet outside of the store filled with bags of potting mix.
That'll do it.
Well, the surveillance footage of the suspect consuming alcohol on the premises, that's probably more to the thing, and then, well, spraying the potting mix. Now, according to Walmart, this person ruined 72 bags of potting mix valued at over $400. They've all since been tossed. Question is, yeah, it's disgusting, but a lot of that dirt will eventually be peed on by something or someone. It's unclear if the suspect was just hammered or if they intentionally did it to get back at the store. It might be the latter because it sounds like they had been recently fired and weren't working at the time. Now, the name of the person was not released, but it seems safe to assume that it was a male employee.
Yeah.
Although, ladies, I'll tell you pull that move in public, be like, wow, that is a lot of hate.
You're a keeper.
Yeah, so I peed on the potting mix that they store outside on the pallets.
Oh, not the worst.
Not the worst thing in the world. And they caught them. They got rid of the potting mix.
It's covered in plastic. There's a couple holes in it.
Right. I mean, that's my thing. Could you just open the bag, dump them into something else? You know, loose soil? Who knows?
Hose down the bag.
All right, now we go to Polk County, Florida, where police are looking for a man and a woman who stole around $500 worth of cleaning supplies from a Family Dollar store last month. And it's the employees who really needed those cleaning supplies. Because while the guy was collecting the cleaning supplies in a cart and wheeling them out, the woman distracted staff, you see, by relieving herself right there on the floor. Yeah, we're back to this again. Now, there are not many details, thankfully, but police are referring to them as Mr. Clean and Ms. Dookie. So it's very possible.
Oh, she went number two.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying it's very possible she went number two. Now, there is footage of them on the store surveillance cameras, but as far as you know, the police are still trying to track this down. So, again, your goal is to steal $500 worth of cleaning supplies. And you're a distraction. Some people fake heart attacks. We saw that, last week at a pet store or something like that. She's like,
that's how they stole the two puppies.
She's like, look, I got your back. Do you think she ran it by him first, or she just said, listen,
I'll create a distraction.
I promise you, I've got a distraction of mine. Yeah, so she pooped right there on the floor. And now for the less tech-savvy among us, computer-illiterate folks like myself, they say, look, there are two kinds of people in the world, all right? Those who will do anything they can to troubleshoot on their own problem to avoid having to deal with customer support, And those who just immediately call customer support. Now, look, I will try to troubleshoot, but you have to understand, I might as well be reading Mandarin. I don't get it, all right? So, bad news if you're like me, you may be waiting for an artificially long time because a company wants you to solve your own problems. Like, calling customer service doesn't take long enough. They're intentionally doing this. Hewlett-Packard, they just added a minimum 15-minute wait time for everyone dialing into the call center. And it just started on February 20th. And right now it's only in Europe, but oh, hey, U.S., it's coming your way. And they're admitting that they do it on purpose. They say it's to encourage people to use their online resources to solve their own problems. And on the surface, that's not a bad idea.
But they don't always help. Look, man, sometimes you got a question, and it's not in the commonly asked questions. Mm-hmm. You could even Google to find out if there's something, you know.
That's
going
why
on.
I hate this, because usually if I'm calling tech support, I actually need it. Right?
So yeah. Keep in mind, say that you are computer savvy, but it's just a problem above your pay grade. You too get to wait 15 minutes. But they say they're targeting the people that are clogging their phone lines with issues that can be easily handled online by using virtual chatbots, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times it's common sense. But the collateral damage, it will hit people with more complicated problems who have already exhausted all the online options. There's no word yet when it'll make its way to the U.S., but you got to think that it's coming.
Okay.
So again, these are not the worst stories that are out there. They're all just kind of annoying. So we had the ex-Walmart employee in Ohio who retaliated by getting drunk and peeing on 72 bags of potting mix. Keep in mind, total value $400. We have the couple in Florida, total value $500, stealing cleaning supplies, which the irony of that is the staff there really could have used the cleaning supplies because the woman involved in this particular caper caused a distraction by defecating on the floor.
Yeah.
And then finally, Hewlett-Packard, you have a minimum 15-minute wait because they're like, don't bother.
I'll tell you something right now. I've stopped buying certain products that I was very loyal to just based on the fact that the customer service was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Either on trying to return something or trying to get a hold of somebody or having problems, let's say, while traveling with certain carriers that I used to fly all the time. If there are times where I can't get a hold of anybody and I can't get a resolution to the problem.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Even if I'm at the airport, I'm done with you.
I'm with you.
I will fly a different airline. I will do all that. In the case of Hewlett Packard, obviously, if you're at work, you don't have control over what you're working on. Hopefully, you've got an IT person. I'm not shocked. 15-minute... Every time you call any kind of customer service, you're going to jump through hoops.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to press these buttons. You're going to do this. First of all, you're not talking to a person. Eventually, you're just going to go, operator, operator, operator. Right. Operator. So in that instance, I don't think that sucks a lot. That seems to me to be par for the course. That seems to be about what you're going to go through anytime you've
got
a problem.
I'm kind of with you there.
All right.
But the difference is, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe Hewlett Packard's just the first to admit it. And you're right. If you call customer service, you know you're in for the long haul. Your phone goes on speaker. You do other things.
Right.
This is understood. But they're telling you, like, look, even if there's no one before you, if there's no one else on the line, if we got nothing to do, we're still not answering the phone, which leads me to believe, why do you have customer service representatives? Mm-hmm. You can fire those people and save money because you're basically telling us, we're not here to help you.
Now, I believe that the woman in Florida and her partner there, I think they sucked the most.
I agree.
Because they took $500 worth of goods and they left fecal matter on the floor of the Family Dollar store. So not only did the employees have to clean that up, but they lost inventory. So they lost money and then they lost time.
And specifically the cleaning supplies that they could have used to clean up the poop.
In my mind, that is and what you could probably find them, they're probably house cleaners. But they suck the most. So it's between the Walmart employee who peed on the 7 bags of potting mix. They were also outside the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Typically, if you live out here, you know, it's going to get rained on, probably get washed off anyway. That I think, in my mind, that the Walmart employee who got fired for being drunk and peeing on the bags of potting mix sucks the least.
Okay. I'll agree with you that the duo sucks the most. There's better ways to create distractions than dropping trowel right there in the middle of the store.
Is there?
You're making that nasty of a mess, man.
You are. I'm not defending her actions. What I'm saying is we've already committed to committing a criminal act.
Sure.
And you need, because you're the wheel man, so you need a distraction from it.
Right.
What's a better one than that?
There was a dude that faked a heart attack and puppies were stolen.
But he ended up getting arrested because he's laying there on the floor.
He still didn't find the dogs.
So that, to me,
you could crash out in the back of the store just knocking things down and then just walk your way out.
I just remembered something. That guy really had a heart attack.
Oh, did he really?
They called 911. He had a medical emergency.
Oh, God.
So when you think it was a ploy, yes, it worked in this instance.
Sure.
But also he had a heart attack.
He legitimately had a heart attack, had to go to the hospital, and then got arrested.
Well, she legitimately had to poop. I mean, well, you can't just make that happen, man. I hear what you say, Mike. I'm just saying if I'm going to do a criminal act and you say, here's my plan for distraction, I'm like, to me, this is kind of fail-safe.
It is, because the shock value will get people to not mess with you, so you could walk out. Like, I'll give you that. However, it's disgusting. People have to clean that up. Miles, I'll disagree with you that I believe that's Hewlett Packard that sucks the least, because there was damaged product that was involved. Yes, it was outside, and it'll get rained on, and it'll be fine.
Oh, Walmart,
but there's just, I can't get around the mentality that the potting soil that I'm grabbing onto was peed on by a disgruntled employee. Whereas with Hewlett Packard,
I peed in your water bottle earlier.
Yeah. And if you really want to get good potting soil, you use crap.
Right.
Exactly.
You're using manure.
Just turd, right?
So the idea of that doesn't pee in that world. Is like, all right, well, I mean, I used to get elephant crap from the zoo.
Right.
And my tomatoes were booming those years. Every once in a while, I'll still dig up like a big ball of that stuff that's in my beds. You can still smell the elephant crap. And it's still great fertilizer.
Now,
my problem with HP is, what if the issue is the computer itself? So you say, well, look it up online. Like, I can't.
Sure. Because you have a handful of computers in your possession. We all have a computer in our pocket. All your kids have a computer in their pocket. So it's annoying. However, 15 minutes to wait to then finally, hopefully, get people that should just be using common sense, that, you know, maybe plug your machine in. Maybe we can weed those guys out. It's annoying, especially for a guy like me, but I understand it. I think they suck the least.
Okay. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.